This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're going to discuss in Mitzvah Hashem the connection between Shabbos and Bnias HaMishkan, the building of the Mishkan. We all know Lamites Melachis is derived from the Melacha that was done in the Mishkan. Whatever was a Melacha to build the Mishkan becomes Lamites Melachis. There's a connection, a Kesher Sfarim speak, a direct correlation, Kesher, between the Mishkan and Shabbos. What is that connection? We have Meleches Shabbos and Meleches HaMishkan, Shabbos and the Mishkan, in two places. We have it brought in Parashas Kisiso, and again in Parashas Vayakhel. So the Shaila is, why twice? Why is it important for the Torah to write it in two places twice? Shabbos, Meleches HaMishkan. Another kasha, another question. In Parashas Kisisa, the first time it's brought Mishkan and then Shabbos. While in Vayakhel, the second time, it's reverse. It's Shabbos and then Mishkan. Meshech Chachma says that this question was already asked by Sefer Chassidim, Ois Tav Kuf Samach Ches. The Beis HaLevi addresses the question of the Shinui of the order, while in Kisisa it's Mishkan and then Shabbos, and in Vayakhel it's Shabbos and then Mishkan. Says the Beis HaLevi, Mashalamad Davidoyme, we could compare it to a Ben Melech, to the son of a king. The king loves the child. When he gets married, the king gives him the luxuries first, and then before he gets married, he gives him the necessities. He supplies him, he gives him all the big presents, the gifts, the outpour of luxuries. And then right before the chasana, the Ben Melech will get the necessities, clothing, housing, and whatnot. But in case the Ben Melech is not so loved by the king, the connection, the kesher is not so strong, you'll notice, says Beis HaLevi, the reverse. That first the Melech will give him the necessities, and then right before the wedding, he'll add a few luxuries, because Lamaisa, it's the Ben Melech, and he's getting married, so he needs to be given a few luxuries as well. Zaktim Beis HaLevi, this is the Pshat, Parashas Kisisa, and Parashas Vayakhel. Kisisa is before the Egel, before Klal Yisrael got the Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, angry. And therefore, first comes Mishkan, which is the luxury, and then comes Shabbos, which is the necessity. After Egel, there's a shinui, there's a change. And that first comes Shabbos. Shabbos is the necessity. And then we get the Mishkan. Then the Rabbi Shalom gives us and talks about the Mishkan, the luxury. As they learned the Beis HaLevi, the difference between the two parshias of Mishkan and Shabbos, while in Kisisa it's first Mishkan and then Shabbos, in Vayakhel it's Shabbos and then Mishkan, the difference is Kaidem Chet Egel and Acher Chet Egel. Shabbos, necessity. Mishkan, something special, it's the luxury. So the luxury comes first, the necessity comes after the Egel. Rishon takes a step back, so to speak, slowly. First, let me give you the necessity, and then we'll talk about Mishkan, the luxury. The Meshech Chachma gives another teretz, which is very interesting, very mechudishtik. Meshech Chachma says that before the Egel, actually Mishkan precedes Shabbos, because Mishkan is Deiche Shabbos. We all know that on Shabbos we didn't build a Mishkan, and that's where Lamites Melachos come from. You weren't allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to build the Mishkan, so whatever was in the Mishkan became the Yisurim of Lech Shabbos. Says Meshech Chachman, that's only after the Egel. Before the Egel, in Parshas Kisisa, Mishkan precedes. Mishkan has Kedima over Shabbos. You were able to build a Mishkan on Shabbos. After Egel, it became reversed. Shabbos takes precedence. Shabbos has Kedima over Mishkan, because the Mishkan is not Deiche Shabbos, but rather the Shabbos is Deiche the Mishkan. And that's the difference between Kisisa and Vayakel. Also, like the Beis Halevi says, before and after Egel. But the difference is that before Egel, it was Mishkan first. Shabbos gets pushed off. Now, it's a chiddush. If you were allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbos, then what is Melech Shabbos? How do you have the Lamed Tes Melachos? Whatever you were allowed to do on the Mishkan became the Isurim of Shabbos. Shabbos was given in Mara. It's a little bit complicated to understand. How do we have halacha of Shabbos v'hilchoiseha v'isureha if Mishkan is mutter to be built? And the second part of the chiddush of the Beis Halei of the Meshech Chachma is that it's only after the Egel that Shabbos takes Kedima and pushes off Bnei's HaMishkan. And what's the reason for it, says the Meshech Chachma? If you look at the Rambam, it's clear that Mishkan, as well as Beis HaMikdash, has two purposes. The first purpose is Hashra'as HaShechina. The second purpose is a Makayim Shabayim Akrivan Karbanis, to do the Avodah. Before the Egel, the Mishkan was not for Hashra'as HaShechina, because anyway there was Hashra'as HaShechina everywhere. Eibishta went everywhere. Hashra'as HaShechina was in the whole Machne Yisrael. It's only after the Egel that changed. So the Mishkan wasn't for the purpose of Hashra'as HaShechina, but strictly for the Avodah. Strictly to be makiv the karbanis, avaydis daicha Shabbos. Well, charayu you makiv karbanis on Shabbos. It's only after Chet Egel that the Mishkan took on a whole new purpose, and that is Hashra'as HaShechina. That binyan for Hashra'as HaShechina is not daicha Shabbos. Why not? I mean, it's also to be makiv karbanis. It's also to be makiv, and karbonis is doicha. Doesn't lose its purpose of being makiv karbonis after the Egel. It's still to be makiv the karbonis. So why isn't the din of karbonis doicha Shabbos? And why is it that the binya for Hashra'as HaShechina, that is not doicha Shabbos? Why is it something in the binyan, which is the get Hashra'as HaShechina, that is not Doicha Shabbos? Rabbi Isai, Lomer Fashtein Shabbos, and Lomer Fashtein Hashra'as HaShechina on Shabbos. Tidua, from Reb Chaim Ivalozhin, and many Achroinim after Reb Chaim Ivalozhin, that the Iker Hashra'as HaShechina, the Iker Hashra'as HaShechina for Klal Yisrael v'shachanti b'soicham, and as we mentioned in the past, Chazal v'shachanti b'soicham li'oilam, that's not in the Mishkan and it's not in the Mikdash. V'shachanti b'soicham is in the Shabbos. It's in the home. It's by Klal Yisrael, not Dafka in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash. Shiva Ramesha Zatzal, Shiva Zatzal says that that's why we find every time it mentions Mishkan, it talks about Shabbos, to teach us with a Mishkan we lived thousands of years without. Without a Mikdash, we've been going on in Galus for thousands of years. But on Shabbos, there's no Kiyum for Klal Yisrael. So the Vishachanti B'Soicham L'Oilam is actually through the Shabbos. It's not through the Binyan HaMishkan and later the Binyan HaMikdash. Hashras HaShchina was in the Mishkan and then later in the Beis HaMikdash. But today that we don't have that, we don't have the Mishkan. We're not Zoyche to have the Mishkan HaMikdash. The Hashras HaShchina is strictly through the Shabbos. I'd like to explain and answer a kasha from the Maral. It says in the pasuk, you build the Mishkan, ach, eshapsoisai tishmeru. We all know ach is always a miut, chazal, darshan, ach is a miut. Frek the Maral, the ach, the miut shouldn't be in the Shabbos, it should be in the Mishkan. Because the Shabbos is Nisraba while the Mishkan is Nismayit. It's the Shabbos that overrides the Mishkan. So it should have been Ach, something Ach about the Mishkan and not Ach about the Shabbos. Even though the reading of the Pasuk is pretty simple. Build the Mishkan Ach, but yet keep the Shabbos, which seems to say Shabbos has to be before the Mishkan. But the word ach, which is the miut, frek the maral, should have been something about the Mishkan and not about the Shabbos. Efshekem and Zogin Rabbi Yisai Hashena Drushvart. I say the Shmuel David Zatzal once said a Meir Dikipshat. It's quoted in many of the Sfarim. It's a famous, one of his famous, beautiful Divrei Torah. V'yisa ach sameach. Ach is a miut. Chazal say, kol ach v'rakin a miut. But on Yontif, it's sameach without a miut. It should have been the rith ribui, v'yisa ribui sameach. Very happy. Not ach, miut. Zok de zeide, that the pshat could be, pidrush, v'yisa ach, even when a person is ach. Even when a person is in a situation of miut and shavur and he's broken, Sameach, you have to be besimcha on Yontif. V'yisa ach, still sameach, yet be happy on Yontif. Efshekem and Zogin, that's the ach eshapsoisai tishmeiru. Ach, when you're broken, when there's miut, galus, klal Yisrael goes through difficulties, many generations of churban and galus, yet ach, in that matzav of ach, eshapsoisai tishmeiru. There'll be times we won't have a Mishkan. There'll be times we won't have a Mikdash. We will be in Galus. Ach, when you have that situation of Miut, of Shvira, Shapsaisa, you'll always have the Shabbos. The Tafkid of Shabbos carries with it the Inyan of the Hashras HaShchina from the Mishkan and from the Mikdash. The Mishkan and Mikdash was in a certain time and then it was over. But the Shabbos, as we read in this week's Parashataka, Shomer Bnei Yisrael, Lasis HaShabbos L'Dayreisom, because the Shabbos will be forever. Maladayris, no matter what Klal Yisrael goes through, there'll always be Shabbos. There'll always be the day where Yidden have Hashras HaShchina that we once had in the Mikdash and before that in the Mishkan. It's possible that Shabbos, because it really was the substitute of the Hashras HaShchina of the Mishkan, the Rabbi Shalom put it into the Shabbos. Shabbos comes with kisufim, with yearning and longing for the Mishkan and the Hashras HaShchina that was on in the Mishkan. We're explaining the essence of the day of Shabbos. What is Shabbos? There's a lot. Shabbos Fashteitzach is an ois, and it's many in Yonim, it's Matana Toiva, but could be one of the Yonim of Shabbos has, and it comes with, the kisufim, the longing, the feelings, the yearning for the Hashros Hashchina that we had in the Mikdash, and before that in the Mishkan. If you look at Ritzay that we say in Birchas Hamazon, say Hashem Elokeinu b'menuchaseinu, in the Menucha that we have, talk about Menuchas HaShabbos. How do we end? We end by saying, Vareinu b'necham asiyo in irecha, u'bebinyan Yerushalayim irecha, ki atu hubal ha-Yeshuas hubal ha-Nechamos. How did Yeshuas, Nechamos, Tzion, how does it come into it? Say, we're talking about Boinu Shloilam, today is Shabbos, it's Yom Menucha, it's a day of rest. Why are we ending it with Yeshuas and Nechamos, Tzion, Eretz Yisrael? And the way we're explaining, I think it's very meduyik, it's very in place. Shabbos really is the substitute for Hashras Hashchina that we once had in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash. And Shabbos brings out those hergeshim, those deep emotions, sveltons, we're missing, we're longing for Mikdash. So we ask the Eibishter, Areinu b'nechama tzion. Shabbos is a man of Nechama. You need Nechama on Shabbos. Nichum, who's Menachem? No Nichum Aveilim on Shabbos. Yet we talk about Nechama because Shabbos has long, has Kisufim. We long for the Mikdash and the beauty and the Ashros Hashchina that we had. And the Shabbos was there to give us a day where we connect and we remember. And we attach ourselves to the Shechina that we once had, and therefore we ask, Vareinu, b'necham asiyin irecha, u'bebinyan Yerushalayim irkotchecha, menucha. We talk about menucha. What is menucha? Menucha means when a person has everything he needs. If not, he is restless. He doesn't have that peace of mind. And that's bemis what Chazal tell us. Ra, the Rabbi Yishlam saw that by Yichu everything was complete. But what was missing? Menucha. Ba Shabbos, ba Menucha. The concept, the aside of Menucha is when you have what you need and you're not missing. Menucha means that you're not missing anything. Bo Shabbos, bo Menucha, because the Ashros Hashchina that the Yid is missing, the Ashros Hashchina that the Yid and his Nefesh is longing for, that he's missing and he's yearning for, comes on Shabbos and Amelia as Menucha. And that's why we end Vareinu b'necham asiyah in irecha v'binyan Yerushalayim irkotchecha in unzeretzei b'menucha seinu. Rabbi Nishlal, our menucha is not complete. Our menucha is not complete. Our menucha is when we will have the completion. Ritzei b'menucha seinu. We ask Rabbi Nishlal what we have. Ritzei, it should be l'rotzei l'fanecha. It's still not complete. Because vas feltuns, what are we missing? We're missing benachamas tzion irecho v'vinyan Yerushalayim irkotchecha, the glory, the ashros hashchina that we had when the mikdash was here. And that's why in menucha ritzei Rabbeinu Shlalom, it's not a complete menucha, but ritzei b'menucha seinu. And we ask ki atu bala Yeshua subala nechamis. If you notice, even the Birchas Haftorah that we speak about, that we say after the Haftorah on Shabbos, We say Samchenu Hashem Elokeinu Belyoanov Yavdecho Malchus Beis Dovim Mishi. Samchenu, make us happy where we're unhappy on Shabbos. Samchenu Hashem, make us happy. It's a day of happiness. Why do we say Samchenu? And the teretz is, in this day of happiness, there's a little bit something which is lacking that we need Samchenu, and that is the ultimate of the Hashra'as Hashchina. Samchenu Hashem Elokeinu Belyoanov Yavdecho V'Malchus Beis Dov Mishichecho V'Meir Yovoi. Shabbos is Shleimus, yet it's Shleimus that's lacking the ultimate Shleimus. When Mashiach comes, Malchus Beis David, Tzion Yirecho, and soon we'll see the Beis HaMikdash. Every Shabbos, he gets a Nesham Yisera. What is the Nesham Yisera? Yisayid V'sherish HaVayda, Sharches Perik Dalet says, the Nesham Yisera is Hashra'as Hashchina. Every Yid gets a dosage of extra Hashra'as Hashchina on Shabbos. And this Hashra'as Hashchina is his Neshama Yisera. Chazal tell us, how do we even know we have a Neshama Yisera? Because like we read in this week's parasha, Vayoyim Hashvi Shavas Vayinofash. Say Chazal, Vayov the Nefesh. Vayinofash really means, whoa, oi, the Nefesh has left. And that's how we know that we have this extra nefesh called the Neshama Yisera. Aleph Regenach de Kasha, everyone asks, why teach me that there's a Neshama Yisera when it leaves by telling me via of the woe that I lost it? Why didn't we tell me the Neshama Yisera is here? Tell it to me on the way in, not on the way out. And by telling me via that we have suffering, that we don't have it. Yadua, the teretz, famous teretz is, Kedusha, the good things, and all good things in general, we only realize that we had it once we lose it. Once we don't have it, it is then that we realize what we had and what we're missing. Unfortunately, it's always that way. So the value of the nefesh is, Motzei Shabbos, we start realizing, like we had something on Shabbos. And that's why it's taught at the end when it leaves, and not about in the beginning when it comes. But Efshar Aboyse Kemen Zogin, we could say according to the Pshatim and the Taich that we have in Shabbos, and what exactly is the Hashra'as Hashchina within us on Shabbos, Kemen Fashtein Efshar. The Vayah of the Nefesh is not even talking about Motzoi Shabbos. The Vayah of the Nefesh, you're right, it should be taught to us when we have it, not when we lost it, when it leaves us. And the answer is because it is about when we have it. Because when we have it, we feel Vayah of the Nefesh, we're still missing something. A Shabbos is given to us a taste, a touch, a hisof of nefesh, but the real nefesh is not fully with us. The nefesh of a yid is in the Beis HaMikdash, v'haisa nafshi sham kol hayamim. The nefesh of a yid is the Beis HaMikdash, and the Hashra'as Hashchina, and the Keshu with the Eibush that was there. Chafetz Chaim speaks in many of his shmuzin, what is the nefesh of a yid? The nefesh of a yid is Beis HaMikdash. So vay of the nefesh, yes, we're getting a nefesh yisera. We're getting a neshama yisera. But it's not complete. It's not full. And therefore we feel when we have it vay of the nefesh. Pashtus, vay of the nefesh is Hamatzoi Shabbos when it leaves. Don't say that in the Gemara. Doesn't say clearly that it has to be only when it leaves. Vayah of the nefesh could be even when we have it. We feel Vayah of the nefesh. If you notice in the Zmiris, We speak about nafshi chaylas ahav osecha. My nefesh is chayl, it's sick, it's not full. Nefesh is missing something, not complete. And that's the value of the nefesh. Nafshi chaylas ahav osecha. Where was the ultimate ahava? Teichei ratzav ahava. Beis HaMikdash was the essence was ahava, and that's the nefesh of a yid, the ahava which was in the mikdash. Nafshi chaylas. Yeah, vayovda. We're missing something. We're not complete. And that's why we ask Kelna Rafonala. What's Kelna Rafonala? Hashem, heal this chaylas nefesh. Bahara isla noyam zivecha. To show us the shine, to give us back the hashra'a sashchina that we're missing. The pasuk in Tehillim, peidalit nichsefa vigam kolsa nafshi lechatzreis beis Hashem. I yearn, I long, vigam kolsa, deep yearning, nafshi, my nefesh, lechatzreis, for the Beis HaMikdash. The nefesh of a yid yearns. David HaMelech is telling us the nefesh is nichsefa, vigam kolsa, for the chatzreis Beis Hashem. With this we can explain before Egel and after Egel. Parashas Kisisa and Parashas Vayakel. We started this year asking that twice, why do we need Parashas Mishkan and Shabbos twice? In Kisisa and Vayakel. And why in Kisisa is it first Mishkan and then Shabbos? And in Vayakel, it's Shabbos and then Mishkan, and the Teretz is before Egel, Mishkan, Shabbos. When we have the Mishkan, the Shabbos, so to speak, takes a back step. As the Meshech Chachmi even tells us, that before Egel, you were allowed to build a Mishkan on Shabbos. The Mishkan takes precedence, has Kedima over the, because the Ikar Ashras Ashchina was in the Mishkan. After Egel, when Klal Yisrael is rachik from the Rabbeinu Shleilam, in times of Richuk, Egel is not only Egel then. Ubayayim pakti ufakarati aleichem. Every churban, every galus that a yid goes through, that yid didn't go through, is Egel. It has to do with the Egel. In that matziv, where there is kas, with his charinaf, with his richuk, the Shabbos becomes the tikkun. The Shabbos becomes the anecdote. The Shabbos becomes the yid's salvation, so to speak, the anchor. Because we're not going to have Mishkan, and there, in those times, Shabbos takes precedence over Mishkan, because the Hashra'as Hashchina becomes in the Shabbos and not in the Mishkan. Shabbos is the refuge for Galus. In Galus, like we say, Shigaleni la'ir libi be'oid be'galusi, we say it Friday night. We ask on Shabbos, every Jew has his own galus even, his galus prati. And what becomes the anchor? What becomes his salvation, his refuge? The Shabbos becomes his anchor. Ashra sashchina, the neshama yisera. That's the neshama that Hashem protects and puts in every yid on every Shabbos. And the meila, before Egel, Mishkan, Hashra sashchina. That's where the, after Egel, it's Shabbos. You'll find what you need from the Mishkan, you'll find it in the Shabbos. It's Yadua, as later on we'll speak more Bariches. The avoid in the house on Shabbos is that of the Mishkan and the Mikdash. The table, the Farshim say, becomes the Shulchan. The Lechem Mishnah, according to Arizal, you're supposed to have 12 because of the Lechem Apanim. The candles become the Hadlakas HaMenorah. The Zmiris is the Shiras HaLeviim. The eating of the meat is the Karbanis. Everything is Mamish Azoivi Sigiven in the Mishkan in a replica in Shabbos. And even the Birchas Ha'av, that the father gives Birchas, he's giving Birchas Kayanim, he's not a Kayan. The answer is he's like a Kayan Bavidosoi, because the table becomes the substitute for the Mishkan and in the Avoidas HaMishkan. So this is the Chilik. Before Egel, Mishkan, and then Shabbos, and even Mishkan is Daiche Shabbos. But after Egel, it's Shabbos. That's where the Ashros Hashchin is. That's where the Mishkan is. It's in the home. It's in the Shabbos. So Shabbos takes precedence over the Mishkan. Shemi Shmuel speaks from the Kotzke, the Zayda, the Zainhelige Zayda, the Kotzke. The Chayra, there's no din simcha on Shabbos. It's an interesting shayla in the Rishayim, but there's no din simcha on Shabbos. Yontif, there's a din simcha. Yes, there's a din oinik, but there's no din simcha. Person wants to fast on Shabbos because it's oinik life. For example, a tainis chalim, he's allowed to. Why? Because there's no din simcha. Why not? Remember we spoke samcheinu, we asked the Abish to samcheinu, right? Kotzke says there's no din simcha. Why? Because Shabbos, as we're soon going to learn, is a yom of tshuva. It's really a day to do tshuva. We don't fast on Shabbos because Shabbos is oinig. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, the Erev Shabbos. People fast all the way till Shabbos. It's called the Tainis Tzadikin. The reason the Mishnah Berurah brings is so you should be hungry and eat the Suda L'Ti'ovin with enjoyment and not be full coming into Shabbos. Yet, if you look at the Mekair for this Tainis Tzadikim, for example, the Kaf HaChaim brings it, is really because you're supposed to fast for tshuva. You do tshuva on Shabbos, and you're supposed to come into Shabbos with the tshuva. You can't fast on Shabbos, and also you need to come into Shabbos with tshuva. So you fast as tshuva. That's why it's called the Tainis Tzadikim. Shabbos is a Yom Tshuva. It's a day of tshuva. Zof the Kotzke, therefore, Shabbos is not a day of extreme simcha, because you need to do tshuva, and tshuva needs that a person should feel somewhat broken, somewhat not exuberant. It's time of tshuva. Tshuva means a certain seriousness, a certain tzebrochenkeit, a tonton tshuva. So it's a balance, it's an interesting balance. And therefore it's not what? A day of simcha. Efshekem and Zogin Rabbi side. That the reason why it's not a day of simcha is because vayu of the nefesh. Shabbos comes with the hergeshim that we're actually missing the ultimate hashroas hashchina, the ultimate Shabbos. Yoyim shekulei Shabbos u'menucha l'chay o'ilamim. Shabbos, menucha, chay o'ilamim in the future. That's samcheinu Hashem elikeinu b'al yoveh anovi avdech malchus. Eventually, we will have this menucha, the shleimus, the completion, but right now we're somewhat ach, shabsai say, somewhat broken. Mamela, it's not a full day of simcha. And we ask samcheinu, we ask benacham asin, hareinu benacham asin, because it's not fully a day of simcha, it's vayu of the nefesh, the day that we are longing and missing. What are we missing? What do we need nechama for? For the full nefesh, the binyan hamikdash. Ach shabsoisai tishmayru now means that even the Shabbos, there's somewhat shvira, there's somewhat, and we're going to show this in all the Rishayim and Achrayim, Shabbos is not, it's an interesting balance, it's a day of oinig and happy, but not fully simcha. Because the Yid on Shabbos starts to feel and have a taste of the neshama, of the hashras hashchina, and then he starts to bank. Yiddish zakman bank, and you start to long. You're missing. And there's a pain. I miss the Shechina. I miss the Mikdash. I miss the Rebbeinu Shleilos. Yidua, the famous Zemer, Shalashud, it was authored by the Arizal. B'nei Chala Chsifin Lemechse Ziv Dezeirampin. B'nei Chala, what are the B'nei Chala? Heichal. Like we spoke, the Shabbos, the Yid sits by his table, it's like the Heichal. B'nei Heichala the Chsifin, that they long. It's Bengtzach. They need to be consoled. B'nei Heichala the Chsifin. They long Lemechse Ziv Desire to see this shine. And you did nefesh, like we mentioned, kizek kama nichsoif nichsafti, lirois mehera besiferes uzecha. Nafshi chaylas avosecha. We say you did nefesh, as I mentioned before, the nefesh is not fully b'menucha, in peace with itself. It's called chayli. It's longing. It's longing because it's missing that kesher, the dveikus, the ashras, the shechina that we had in the mikdash. And as we ask, kelna refonola, beharisla noyam zivecha, to see this beauty, noyam zivecha, so much about the ziv of the zeir. Zeir ampim means the Rabbeinu Shlom's face. Ziv, the ashras in the mikdash we saw, kederach sheba lirois. Right, we go three times a year. What was the Oyle Regal? Oyle Regal is a Yid came Leirois to see as Pnei Adai, to see Hashem's face. We saw the Rebbeinu Shlom's face in the Mikdash, and we miss it. Lemechse Ziv, to see that shine, the glory of Zeir Anpin, the Rebbeinu Shlom's face. The Balaturim by Chala Lekim by Yoyim Hashvi. What is Vaychal? Simply means to end. Vaychal Likim, Vaychul HaShemayim. It's all ending. Vaychal. Zok the Balaturim that there's a different translation to Vaychal. It's Kilyain. It's longing. And that's why Shabbos is called Chemdas Hayomim. Chemed means I long it. I desire the day. I can't wait for Shabbos. Kilyain. The Pasuk, like we said before, Nichsefa. Vigam kolso, kilyain, kolso nafshi. It's the same root word, and that's what the Balaturim is saying. Shabbos comes with kilyain. It comes with kisufim, with longing. We learn in this week's parsha, as we did in Parsha's Truma, that the donations to the Mishkan was zahav, v'chesef, u'nechayshes. Zahav, the gold, kesef. Silver, nechayshes, copper. Yes, those are coins, gold, silver, and copper. But if you look at the Zayar and in the Rishonim, there are deeper meanings to all these things. Zahav, Kesef, and Nechayshis. There's a deeper remes in each one of them. Zahav, the Zayar says, in Tikkuni Zayar, is Gvura. It's red. It's fire, right? Every gold has gvura. Din. Kesef is white. It's ahava. Zoya writes that kesef ahava is the lashon of the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu, ki nichsayif nichsafti lebeis avi. Ki nichsayif nichsafti lebeis avi. What is beis avi? My father's house, I long, Yaakov was saying that I long to go back to my father's house, and that's Kesef. And if you look at Eben Ezra Fanar Taka says, Zav Chesef, Chesef is Kisufim, the longing, and as it says, Kinechsef, Nechsefti, Lebeis Avi, Evshekem and Zagin, that there's a Tifa Kavona, there's a deeper meaning over here. Yaakov is the Av of Golus. They stayed in Allah Rishonim. Avram, Yitzchak, they were home. Yaakov had to go out into Golus. The Av of Golus carries the Avoida of nichsoif nichsafti, longing to come back to Beis Avi. Beis Avi means Yaakov's home, but Beis Avi could also mean, in a deeper meaning, the Beis Hamikdash. We find the Gemara's brachas that the Rabbeinu Shloilam bemoans Churban Habayis, and he says, Oilai Lebanim Shegalu Me'al Shulchan Avihem. The Beis Hamikdash, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach is called Shulchan Avihem. So the Avoid in Golus, Yaakov's Avoid, who is the Av of Golus, is Ki Nichsoif Nichsafti, the longing LeBeis Avi, the Beis Hamikdash. And this is what the Rabbeinu Shloim is asking from Klal Yisrael for the Beis Hamikdash. I want Zahav, and I want Kesef, I want the Kisufim. That itself is the donation that the Yid gives to build the Mishkan through his longing. Pasuk says, Kchumi itam. Hashem doesn't want something external. He wants you, a part of you. Kchumi itam. What is the person? A person is his longing, what he yearns. Atadas da mensch. What he longs for. And what he yearns, Atadas Izer, that's who he is. That's his essence. That's his nefesh. As we soon going to learn, Nachmi Breslev says, a Meir Diketaych, Nichsefa, Vigam Kalsa. That is Nafshi. What is the nefesh of a Yid? It's his Kilayim. It's his Kisufim. His yearnings. The Rabbeinu Shalom Vild, their Pnimius. Me'itam, who are you? I want you, a part of you. What is you? Kesef, the kisufim, the yearnings and longings. The nichsefa, gam kolsa nafshi lechatzreis beis Hashem. You see clearly that there's a chiyuf and a din, an avoida of nichsefa v'gam kolsa, that you have to yearn for the beis Hashem. Rabbeinu Shlom wants, the Mishkan is built on the yearnings of Klal Yisrael. The Teichirats of Ahava, the essence of Ahava on both sides. The Rabbeinu Shlom's Ahava to us, but yet the Ahava of the Yid. The dual Ahava is the Nichsefa, comes through in the yearnings. The Ratz. Nichsefa, that's what a Yid must have. Nichsefa, v'gam kolso lecha, and that's his nefesh. And as the Chavetz Chaim explains, the Beis Hamikdash is nefesh Yisrael. That's what it is. Because what is the Mishkan? And what is the Beis Hamikdash? It's the kilyain. It's the longing of every Yid. Every Yid is vareinu b'necham asiyain. We long for the Beis HaMikdash. It's in every one of our tefillahs. It's the focal point of all the ruts and yearning that he has. Once saw a beautiful pshat from an early kadmein. David HaMelech says, Tovli Toiras Picha Me'alfei Zav V'chesef. Toira is better to me than all the gold and silver. First of all, what's the chiddush? What's the question? What's David being mechadish? And even more in pshatova, if it's better than zav, then it's definitely better than kesef. Self understood. If it's better than zav, then it's better than kesef. Kesef, like we say, means kisufim, the yearnings. Zav David Amelech toivli. Torah is better to me than all the yearnings of the world. Imagine what a people yearn for. You would fill in the greatest ritzoinus, the greatest yearnings that a person, it's endless. Toivli, Torah is even more than kesef, all the kisufim that a person has in this world. If you notice, Shabbos is called a kala. Likra Shabbos, we go pnei kala, to see the kala. Why is Shabbos called a kala? It has to do with kalsa, kala. Why even is a kala called a kala? Why is a bride called a kala? Because the chassan has kilyain, chemda, he yearns for the kala, and therefore she, as they state in Svarim, that the kala is called a kala, the root word is kalsa. And that's how Shabbos is kala. Boi Shabbos Malkus is kala, likras kala. Why the kala? Kala is based on the Shabbos is vayichulu. Like the Balaturim says, kilyain, and that's why it's likras Shabbos. You got to go out and greet the Shabbos in anticipation, in yearning. If you notice, the if you'll notice that the halacha of Shabbos, as we soon are going to mention, is not just in Hashkafa, that you need to look forward to the Shabbos, but it's also a halacha. As we soon later are going to point out, from a Rambam, based on a Rambam, the Rambam says that for Shabbos you have to be Yoishev Umetzapa. You got to sit and await the Shabbos, awaiting, kilyain. If you, the brisker of, it's your dua, that the brisker of would sit on the porch, after you got ready for Shabbos, awaiting, awaiting. That's the likras kala, to await the Shabbos. We spoke that Shabbos is a time of tshuva. L'chayri, you can't really do tshuva on Shabbos, because you can't mention avoinus. You can't really mention sins on Shabbos. So how is Shabbos connected to a day of tshuva? Abaisa Efshekem and Zogin, and we can explain. Tshuva has many aspects to it. Of course, one is to clean up the avoinus. But there's a part of tshuva which is literally shoved, that the person comes back to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, he reconnects to the Shechina, and the longing of wanting to come back is the tshuva of Shabbos. Shabbos is the avoidah of shav, to return to the hashras hashchina that he got disconnected from. Right? The egel, we got disconnected. The Shabbos is the tikkun. The Shabbos is there to bring back that hashras hashchina. It returns us to the Rabbeinu Shlom, to the Ashras Hashchina. The makor that Shabbos is a day of tshuva is Adam Rishon. Chazal tell us that Adam Rishon, he was thrown out of Gan Eden, he meets Cain. He says, Cain, what happened? You killed Hevel. You're walking around. I did tshuva. In this pasharti, I worked it out through tshuva. Says Adam Rishon, had I known this great avoid of tshuva, this great present called tshuva, I would have done tshuva, and I would have been able to stay in Gan Eden. And on this was Nisakim, was authored Mizmor Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos, the song, the Zemer of Shabbos. What is the Zemer of Shabbos? A Zamer. What is the Zemer of Shabbos? The longing to go back to Gan Eden. A person does a chet, he's thrown out of Gan Eden. He's thrown out. As the pasuk says, Vayetze Kayim Lifnei Hashem, literally, there's a richuk, there's a disconnect. Tshuva brings the person back into Gan Eden, into the Hashras Hashchina. Mizmor Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos, the song of Shabbos. What is the song of Shabbos? It's the song of returning to the Ashras Hashchina. Shabbos, we know, is called Me'ein Olam Haba. What is Olam Haba? The Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tshuva tells us, Olam Haba is Tzadikim Yoishvim Renehenim Miziv Hashchina. They sit and they're in front of, and they enjoy the Ziv, the Zeir Ampin, to see the Rabbeinu Shloilam's, to be connected to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. That's Olam Haba. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. And that's why, if you notice, the Rambam brings, when he talks about Olam Haba, Mipnei Mash Nisavu Achachamim, there was a taiva, there was a desire for Olam Haba. What was the desire for Olam Haba? The desire for Olam Haba is this Kilyain, it's this Nichsefa, it's this Chemdas Hayamim for the Ashroas Hashchina. Like I tell you, we mentioned before that Shabbos, even in halacha, there's halacha of yoyshev u'mitzapa, like the Rambam brings. You need to sit and await, long for the Shabbos. And as the Bris, I said from the Bris Gerov, he would sit at the porch and he would await, and that's likras kala, to go out to greet the Shabbos. It's a way of showing nisava, chemda, kilyain, all the expressions of yearning and desire and looking forward to. The Gemara tells us that any time during the week you find a certain delicacy, you should say it's for Shabbos. What's the pshat? You got to always long for and look forward to for the Shabbos. In the Zmiris, like I tell you, what is the Zmiris of Shabbos? The Zmiris of Shabbos is Mizma Shiliyayim HaShabbos, to come back to the Shechina. In Kol Mekadesh Shvi, one of the stanzas that we say is, Oyave Hashem HaMechakim BeVinyan Ario. We await. Shabbos is about longing for the Beis HaMikdash. Sisu V'Simchu K'mekablei Matanach Lio. So on Shabbos we're happy because it's a me'ain, it's somewhat of the present that we had in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbeinu Shloim Shechina. Shabbos is there to give us a taste, a substitute, a tachlif. We don't have the Mishkan. We're given the Shabbos. Chazal tell us, Shabbos tshuva is so strong that even if you do avodah zarah, kedar enosh, meichlei, we forgive. What's the pshat? Gar gishmak, the way we're learning. Shabbos is the anecdote to the egel. Egel disconnected. We went after avodah zarah, we got cut off from the Eibishter. Shabbos returns us to the Shechina, to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. So even if you do avodah zarah, kedar enosh, which is the egel, meichlei, the Shabbos. After Egel, the Rabbeinu Shem said first Shabbos and then Mishkan, because this Shabbos reconnects the Yid to the Shechina that got severed through the Egel. And whatever people do during the week, all the other activities of the week that sever the person from the Shechina, the Shabbos brings it back. Rabbi Isai Kisufim. And that's the title of the shir. And that's the focal point of the shir. Shabbos comes with kisufim, with longing for Shabbos. But if the truth is, there's a different translation. There's another translation to the word kisufim. Like I said, we mention it in many of the Zmiris, right? Kizeh kamo nichsayf nichsafti. Ko'echzayf noyem Shabbos, the famous Heiligenigen from the Karlina Rebbe, Zchus Yogin Aleinu, heartwarming, beautiful nigen, ko'echzayf, which neshama doesn't melt when they sing ko'echzayf, Heiligenigen. What is ko'echzayf? Longing. Pashteitzach, Yid has his rakshus when he says ko'echzayf, when he says b'nei cholad chsifim. When he says, Kizekama nichsayf nichsafti, yes, longing. But if you look at the Mefarshim, there's actually another translation to the word kisufim. In Lashon HaKadosh, kisufim means longing, but in Aramaic, kisufim means embarrassment. Famous Zayar, why are we here in this world? Nahama de kisufa. Nahama, the kisufa means bread of embarrassment. The Rabbi Yishlam wants to give us Olam Haba. If we didn't earn it, we'd be embarrassed. We got it as a gift. When you earn it, then you're proud and you are happy with what you have. If not, it'll be Nahama, the kisufa. Bread of embarrassment that was given to you as a hand-me-out. So kisufa means embarrassment. So which kisufim are we referring to? The kisufim of longing for the Mishkan, for the Ashras HaShechina and the Beis HaMikdash? The Zeir Anpin? Or is it kisufim, embarrassment from the Zeir Anpin, from the Shechina? Which one is it? So you'd say Avadit means kisufim of longing for the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Sai, in the Litvische literature, the Litvische Torah, as well as in the Sfardish Torah, and as well as in the Hasidish Torah, even on Shabbos, the Kisufim comes with the concept of Busha. It's not only Kisufim longing, but it's also Busha. The Noida Behuda, the Tzlach in his Drashis writes, Shabbos, of course, the Isis are Shabbos, but it's also Isis Tashuv, like we spoke, Tshuva, and it's also Isis Baishis, embarrassment. Embarrassment? Shabbos is about embarrassment. What's the embarrassing part of Shabbos? The Chidah writes in Kisei Rachmim, Sechtes Kala, Peri Beis, Halacha Dalet, Bereishis. Bereishis is Oisius Yari Baishis, fear and embarrassment. It's also Oisius Baishis, Shabbos. Baishis, Shabbos, what's the connection between Baishis and Shabbos? Shahayarei hu anav u'memei la'ashchina sheirabai. The Baishis is from the Ashras HaShchina that you have. Because you're an anav. Why are you an anav? Because you realize that you've done chatoyim. So you're humble. You're humble, you have Ashras HaShchina. So it's actually the same thing. The Shabbos, the tshuva and the boishes is really all one thing. In Siddur Shel Shabbos, the famous Heilige Chassidische Sefer, he writes that you have to prepare yourself for Shabbos. How do you prepare yourself? By doing tshuva. And if you do that tshuva, you'll have kisufim. The kisufim, the longing of Shabbos, those emotions, those feelings come when a yid is doing tshuva. And what is tshuva? That he has busha. And what is the busha? He starts having Ashras HaShechina and he starts feeling, I'm missing, I have busha from it, I lack, and therefore I'm baish, and therefore I have more Ashras HaShechina, I do tshuva, and then I have kisufim for Shabbos. It's all connected, Rabbi Yisai. Kizeh kama nechsoif nechsafti, nafshi choylas. I'm not 100%. I have to do tshuva. My neshama is not, it's vayov the nefesh. My neshama is not complete. It's still chayla. It needs to do tshuva. It needs to be more laharis noyam zivecha. It needs to come back closer to the Rabbi Nishal Olam. So that's where the busha and the tshuva and the Shabbos and the longing for Shabbos are all connected. Sfasemis brings down a very interesting pshat. Parshas Mishpatim, ki yiftach hishbar. A person's going to open up a pit. What is the pit? So pashat means a pit in the street, and an animal falls, mazik, mamon, you have to pay mamon. In Zayar, it's brought down that this is all an analogy to ruchnius. Ki yiftach hishbar, he opened up a bar, which means his yetzahara made a bar for his yetzatay, and the yetzatay fell in, a person falls in. Zok the Sfasemis, so then what is Kesef Yashiv L'Ba'olav, that he needs to return money? And the answer is Ba'olav, the owner is the owner of the Neshama, the Rabbi Neshama. So how do you bring back Yashiv? How do you return the Neshama that fell into the pit of the Yetzahara? How do you bring it back to Ba'olav? To the Rabbi Neshama who created it, the owner of the Neshama? Elikai neshama shenasatavi, the Rabbi Nishalim, you're the Bailam of my neshama, how do I return it to you in its complete form? And the answer is Kesef Yashiv, through Kisufim, through longing, and through Kisufim Busha. Those two things together, Kesef, everything we spoke about on Shabbos, the union of Kesef, of Kisufim, you give that Yashiv, you return that Lubalov, and that's Vamesi Alai, and the person has tshuva, and he's able to live. As Fasemis says, we know, Shav the Kesef is Kekesef. What does it mean? In Halacha, in simple terms, it means money. And Shav the Kesef, something that's worth money, is like money. I don't have to return money, I can return something which is worth money. So what is it in the Ruchniyistik Pshat, in the Parsha of Bayr? So he says, Fasemis, Shav the Kesef, even a little bit of Kisufim, a little bit of Bush is Kekesef. It's like a full Kisufim. Not everybody is capable of full-fledged yearning, Bishleimus, Busha, Tshuva. So Kesef, Yashiv, Shava Kesef is also, a little bit is like a lot. Afshar Rabbeisai, Ani HaKotan, maybe I could add a little bit and say, many times we need to do Tshuva. The Rebbein Shloim takes away our money first. Right? First he takes away the money. And the money becomes kaifer nefesh. But then there's another way how to take care of kaifer nefesh. How to fix our nefesh. How to do a tshuva for our nefesh. And that is shove, kesef, the kisufim and the bushes that a person has is kekesef sometimes instead of the money there. Sometimes the Eibush will take away the money, and sometimes the Rebbein Shem will say, you know what, Shav Kesef, the busha that you go through, and the Kesef, the Kisufim, that you have to come back and to do tshuva and to learn Torah, to me it's so chashiv, and it's Kekesef, as if you paid money, and that will be your tshuva. Niyakot, and I think it's a Merdik Deher. Shav Kesef. Kesef is Kisufim, is Kekesef, like money. We see it's for the Mishkan. That's what the Eibishter wanted. The Eibishter wanted the Anav, the humble. As Ani Daka, the Rebbein Shem rests the one that's humble. The one that's Kaisef, his heart is longing for the Rebbein Shem. That's where the Hashras Hashem is. A person wants the Rebbein Shem to rest B'Seichai, humble, broken. Leib nishba v'nitka l'kim l'sivze. Kisufim, longing, feelings, emotions, hergeshim for the Rebbein Shloilam and Hashras Hashchina. There's a story from the Baal Shem which moved me very much. I contemplate it a lot. I think about it a lot. It's a beautiful deher. One of the Zmiris Friday night that we say, it's the last one in the list of all the Zmiris. Maybe not exactly the last one, but in the middle. Yom Shabbos Kodeshu. It's written by Yonis and Chazak. The Mechaber. Yonis and Chazak. It's one of the Zmiris. Yom Shabbos Kodeshu Asher Shemriyav Alayayin Zechreyu. In there we sing and say, Habasar Yayin V'dogim. Shabbos, you need basar, yayin, and dogim. You need meat, wine, and fish. V'al yechsar b'tanugim. We shouldn't be missing any of the delicacies, the oinig, things that bring us pleasure on Shabbos. So simply it's saying is, the halacha is, you need to have everything. Or maybe it's a tefillah, al yechsar, it shouldn't be missing for us. There's two ways to translate. Either it means you should have everything on the table, don't be karg, cheap, everything should be on the for Shabbos, or al yechsar, we shouldn't be missing, it's a tefillah, it's a bakasha. The Baal Shem singing this said these words with a krechts, with a nigun of somewhat broken. Oi, al yechsa b'tanugim. Chassidim hear this and they say, Rebbe, nothing's missing on the table. It's a beautiful tish. We have everything we need. Why would you krecht? Why would you bemoan when you say Val Yechsa B'Tanugim? And he explained as follows. He says the Zmirois of Shabbos as the Tfilois of Shabbos are a very complicated balance. Remember we spoke about this balance, and this story means so much to me. It opened my eyes to a lot of what I said in the shir. There's a very difficult balance, says the Baal Shem. On one hand, Shabbos is a day of simcha, a day of happiness. And the Zmiris have to portray that upbeat happiness. But there's also a theme in the notes of the Zmiris of Shabbos and the Tfilos of Shabbos of Kisufim and longing of something that we're missing, and that is the Beis HaMikdash and the Ashras HaShchinah in all its glory. So it's a very difficult balance. The Nigun, the Nusach has to be upbeat. We have Ashras HaShchinah, the Melech is here. And at the same time, we need to have that Oy, and the Yid's Tfilas during the week actually are a combination of both. Tfilah is positive and upbeat, but yet longing and missing and tachumim v'yechsar. We ask that we shouldn't be missing this balance on Shabbos when we sing, because Tainug, what is the Tainug on Shabbos? Isanagal Hashem. We should be have Tainug with Hashem, the Tefillah, the Zmirais, v'yechsar. It shouldn't be missing. I see a Meridika Amkus, Meridika depth in the Hergeshim the Baal Shem Tov had on Shabbos. You know, there's Amkus in Machshava, but there's Amkus in Hergeshim. Baal Shem had these Amkus, this depth of Hergeshim on Shabbos, the happiness, yet the missing, the longing, the yearning for the Rebbeinu Shloilem and the Hashras HaShchinah. You know, it's very hard to explain to somebody Oymik in Hergeshim, deep feelings, deep rooted yearning, what the Nefesh is, Nichsef of the Gamkolsa. My Zayd and Baba always said a Zog from Europe, Divas Fashtein Daf Mezeinid Zogin. You don't have to tell them, those that understand. Those that don't understand, that kinzagen nicht helfen, it won't help. This oimik of Hergeshim, the heathen felt on Shabbos, the kisufim, it's hard to explain, but it's there. And it doesn't need to be explained, because every yid has these Hergeshim. I'd like to end with a word on Parsha Shkolim, as it is Parsha Shkolim. What is Shkolim? And why is it on Shabbos? You can't even give Shkolim on Shabbos. Yet we make a whole big thing about the Shkolim. Shkolim is Shkolim. It's about giving money to the Beis HaMikdash. We have so much yoitzus about the Shkolim. What is Shkolim? And you can't even give Shkolim on Shabbos. So why is it connected to Shabbos? A push, it has a lot to do with the Shabbos, the Kriyas HaTorah, on Shabbos. It's the time and place that people come together. Mashmiyim al Hashkolim, we announce the Shkolim through the Kriyas HaTorah, and that becomes Shabbos Shkolim. But it's not really connected to the Shabbos then. Pashtus, al Svarim vet gebracht, the all the parshis are somehow connected to the parsha of the Shabbos. What is the Shabbos? Why is it Shabbos? What is Shkolim, Rabbi say? I give a Machzah Shekel. Everybody knows the famous pshat, machzis, my half and your half together makes a whole. Maybe Rabboisai, we can come and say, you know what machzis means? Half, because I'm missing the other half. Every time I give a machzis, what's the other half? And the answer is, the other half is Rabbeinu Shloilem, because the ahava is, I have half and you... Right? The Hava of the my Hava and the Rebbeinu Shlom's a Hava together, it becomes a Hava. When a person gives money, he's only doing half of it. The rest is The Rebbeinu Shalom, Hashem lo yivne bayis shavam lubayne bay. The Rebbeinu Shalom comes in to be mashlim, to complete. You're only giving a pruta, a half a pruta at best. Not even a whole one, because the Rebbeinu Shalom does the rest. So every time you give a half, who's giving the other half? It's the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the matbeya shel esh. That's the shekel hakodesh. Your half with the Rebbeinu Shalom together. So why are we talking about shkalim? We don't even have a mishkan. And the answer is, Rebbeinu Shalom, we're giving our half. Now we're waiting for you to come. It's a way of longing and showing, Rebbeinu Shalom, we can't wait for the mishkan. We're already giving the shkalim the half today, so to speak. We're already doing our part today. We're waiting now. Kisufim, we're waiting for you to do the other half. Yeah, we're waiting. And it has to do with the Shabbos. As I see clearly in the Yitzchus. Eshkel. Ivu tavas kol nefesh. Taiva. Ivu tavas kol nefesh. It's the longing of the nefesh. What? Betziloi chimadeti. To sit in the shade of Hashem, I am chaymeid, I desire, chemdas hayamim, sheves, to sit, the Shabbos, sheves, mitzay, naifish, vayinafash, then, bikashtiv, v'loy matzasiv, upatzdi betefesh, I search Hashem, I'm waiting for this mishkan, the Shabbos, is the longing, and the shkalim, is part of that longing. It's the beauty and the depth of Shabbos Parsha Shkalim. Rabbeinu Shloilam. We're giving our Shkalim, we're waiting now. Mitzilei Chimadeti. Sheves. Mitzay Neifish. Ayinofash. It's all the Yesoidus of Shabbos that we're longing that the Mishkan and Mikdash, which is the ultimate of the Shabbos, it's the Yom Shekulei Shabbos Menucha L'Chaya Elamim in the Mikdash and the Mishkan that has that Ashras Hashchina Bikashtiv V'Loy Matzasiv. It's all about looking and desiring and waiting with anticipation for the day and moment Shibane Beis HaMikdash B'mheira B'yameinu, and we'll be Zeichet to the Ashras Hashchina B'ziv Zeir Anpin.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.